Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 14th, Missions Monday. We're going to continue to praying alongside the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary in Beirut, Lebanon, and all that they are experiencing as they are taking in refugees there. They're feeding them daily, and also as they pray for protection in the crisis that's going on in the Middle East. We are in a subsection of the Bible this week and next week, the prayers of the Bible. Yesterday, we saw Abraham pray an intercessory prayer. And today, we're going to hear Moses sing a song of praise and thanksgiving, which is also a form of prayer. This hymn of praise is sung after God delivered the Israelites from Egypt through the Red Sea. And in this hymn of praise, Moses is celebrating God's power and how he has overthrown the Egyptian army. He describes how the waters swallowed up Pharaoh's army and chariots, and it also emphasizes God's strength as a warrior and protector of Israel. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this week, and again, we're in Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to God, giving voice together. I'm singing my heart out to God. What a victory! He pitched horse and rider into the sea. God is my strength. God is my song. And yes, God is my salvation. This is the kind of God I have, and I'm telling the world, this is the God of my Father. I'm spreading the news far and wide. God is a fighter, pure God, through and through. Pharaoh's chariots and army he dumped into the sea. The elite of his officers he drowned in the Red Sea. Wild ocean waters poured over them. They sank like a rock in the deep blue sea. Your strong right hand, God, shimmers with power. Your strong right hand shatters the enemy. In your mighty majesty, you smash your upstart enemies. You let loose your hot anger and burn them to a crisp. At a blast from your nostrils, the waters piled up, tumbling streams dammed up, wild oceans curdled into a swamp. The enemy spoke, I'll pursue, I'll hunt them down, I'll divide up the plunder, I'll glut myself on them, I'll put out my sword, my fist will send them reeling. You blew with all your might, and the sea covered them. They sank like a lead weight in a majestic water. Who compares with you among gods, O God? Who compares with you in power, in holy majesty, and awesome praises, wonder-working God. You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them up. But the people you redeemed, you led in merciful love. You guided them under your protection to your holy pasture. When people heard, they were scared. Philistines writhed and trembled. Yes, even the headmen in Edom were shaken, and the big bosses in Moab. Everyone in Canaan panicked and fell faint. Dread and terror sent them reeling. Before your brandished right arm, they were struck dumb like a stone. Until your people crossed over and entered, O God, until the people you made crossed over and entered. You brought them and planted them on the mountain of your heritage, the place where you live, the place you made, your sanctuary, Master, that you established with your own hands. Let God rule forever, for eternity. Yes, Pharaoh's horses and chariots and riders went into the sea, and God turned the waters back on them. But the Israelites walked on dry land, right through the middle of the sea. Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine, and all the women followed her with tambourines dancing. Miriam led them in singing. Sing to God, what a victory. He pitched horse and rider into the sea. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I love the phrasing related to God's redemptive power in verse 13. But the people you redeemed, you led in merciful love. You guided them under your protection to your holy pasture. This is a wonderful image and very comforting to me that the Lord does redeem us. He does lead us in his merciful love, and he guides us. I like the song by Ellie Holcomb, Red Sea Road, which coordinates with this passage. Exodus 15 is kind of a praise song after they knew that they were safe from the Egyptians. But the Red Sea Road by Ellie Holcomb is more about the struggle of situations where you don't know if God is going to part the seas or not, and trusting him in the midst of the confusion and the doubt, and going back to the character of God's merciful love in life and in times of loss and grief and sorrow. I want to read a little bit of the chorus for you. We will sing to our souls. We won't bury our hope. Where he leads us to go, there's a Red Sea Road. When we can't see the way, he will part the waves. We'll never walk alone down the Red Sea Road. And so as we end the podcast today, I want to play this song for you, and I want to encourage you to listen to other of Ellie Holcomb's songs. She and her husband, Drew Holcomb, will be coming to Sanford to the Wright Center on November 15th, and we're going to go. So if you want to learn more about that, then you can reach out, and I'll give you the details. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Continue to pray alongside the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. And may this song, Red Sea Road, be our prayer for the day.